Actually, Andy Warhol's intention was to develop a floating light bulb. To this end, he consulted engineer Billy Kluver in the summer of 1964. After various tests and calculations, it soon became apparent that this was technically not feasible. However, a new material called Scotch-Pak gave the artist an idea. At the time, Scotch-Pak was being used by the army to pack sandwiches. Instead of the floating light bulb, Warhol cut his impermeable metallized film into rectangles, heat-sealed them on three sides, and filled them with helium and oxygen. The silver clouds were born. This silvery cloud installation was presented for the first time in 1966 at the Leo Castelli Gallery in New York. Both back then and today, visitors are welcome to touch the air cushions, throw them up in the air, and interact with them. It's a playful situation. Our notion of a sculpture as a firm object is not tenable here. Appropriately, this installation is in the exhibition area Suspended Sculptures. It visualizes one of the oldest dreams of humankind. How can we overcome gravity? How can we create flying, floating objects in space? New materials, this includes the development of Scotch-Pak, helped to realize this dream in the 20th century. The desire for weightlessness, it seems, is still around. When you exit the room and look upward, you see a 5-meter-high aluminum sculpture hanging from the ceiling. This sculpture from 2019 is titled Gonflable Z and was created by Austrian artist Hans Kupelwieser. Kupelwieser blows up specially welded, thin sheets made of aluminum under extremely high pressure. Depending on the air pressure, the sheets morph like a crumpled pillow.